Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm the college dropout Matt, and unfortunately, my beautiful, talented, educated, and stylish Tiger Taylor is not with us tonight. He is out ill. So find him on Twitter at MMA Docket and wish him happy healing, that he gets back to us so we can do the show. So, we hope you enjoy your wonderful Tuesday. Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we want to say thank you. Honestly, thank you so much for listening to the show. The only thing that we ask is that you take 5 minutes out of your day. Rate, review us on iTunes. We would love some feedback, positive or negative. So, today, I'm without Tiger, which makes me super sad. My best friend, my partner in crime, my lover, Tiger Taylor is sick. Everybody, so I'm going to do the show alone. It might not be as good, but I'm going to give it everything I have. That's what we ask you. Give it everything you have. So, I would just like to talk about Dale Carnegie and chapter number 3. And basically, I can literally sum it up with just one quote from Zig Ziglar. And the quote is, "You can have everything in life you want, if you will just help enough people, help enough other people get what they want." So if you want to succeed in your business, help others succeed in your business. If you want to succeed in your relationships with your family, help your family. It's really not that hard. I had to learn that the hard way because in college, I was just looking out for myself. And once I graduated, everybody else was doing a lot of other things. If I just would have stuck around the right people and helped other people, I would be farther than what I am now. I'm not dissatisfied where I am. I love where I am. But it's a progress. It's a slow progress, as we say. So that, to me, sums up the chapter 3 to me. And of course, the three principles. Principle 1 is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Number 2, give honest and sincere appreciation. And principle number 3, arouse in the other person an eager want. Arouse in the other person an eager want. So, super simple, super simple. So, I would like to jump in today of my 7 steps to get you to the top. So, here are some 7 steps that I believe that can get you to the top that I'm currently doing right now. So, to me, and everything that I read, all the greats, the Iron Lady, Eric Thomas, Norman Vincent Peale, Brian Tracy, Steve Jobs, Brendan Burchard, Sam Walton, Richard Branson, John C. Maxwell, they talk about arise 2 hours before your first appointment. So if you got to be at an appointment at 8 and you have a 30-minute drive, be up about 5:30. Now, in the first hour, by yourself, whenever you wake, don't check your phone. Don't check your phone. Don't check social media. Don't get on the computer. Don't turn on the TV. Just invest in yourself. In the first hour, yourself by reading something educational, motivational, or inspirational. That's what I enjoy doing. As Henry Ward Beecher once said, the first hour is the rudder of our day. So whatever you read or listen to or here in that first hour you're awake, you're going to have that kind of day. So invest in the first hour in yourself. You'll be more positive. You'll be more alert, creative, productive all day long when you start your day by investing an hour in yourself. Now, to me, I read, I'll get up, I'll go to the gym on good days. Some days I'm sore and I want to sleep in a little bit. My body needs some rest. I can only get 5 to 5.5 hours of sleep each day. So if you read or turn your car into a mobile university, as we like to call it, or a mobile classroom, you're going to go above and beyond in your field. So let's just say you read, I heard a quote today. I can't remember who it's from. I want to say Warren Buffett, but he talks about if you read just one book a month for 5 years, you will be in the top 1% of your field. Not bad. That's just a month. So if you read a book every other week or once a week, you'll translate that into 50 books per year. Since the average adult reads less than one nonfiction book per year. So if you want to read 50 books in your field each year, do you think that you would have an edge over your profession? I think so. I read as many books as I can in my profession. So I know a lot of friends that are going for the PhDs and the master's degree, and they have to read 50 or more books a year. So if you're reading 50 books or 100 books a year or 52 books a year, you're reading as much as a PhD student or a master's student or a lawyer. It's very interesting. So my step two is to write down your goal every day. You're literally go to Walmart, go to the dollar store, Family Dollar, or wherever, Dollar General, wherever you have a store, and get a spiral notebook. It doesn't have to be a spiral notebook. It can be a composition book. And rewrite your major goals in present tense every morning before you start out your day without looking back at what you wrote the previous day. You have what I wrote yesterday, as we talked last night on the show. Don't think about what you did last night. Let's go ahead and think about what we can do today. Now, this writing and rewriting is the process of programming instructions into guidance. It's reprogramming your mind. So when you write your 10 goals or 12 goals each morning, you will consistently see and think of opportunities to achieve these goals all day long. So if you write down to write, be healthy that day, eat right, exercise, personal development, study business, get on YouTube to study business, meet or have lunch with somebody, you're going to start seeing those. You'll become more focused, channeled, and directed. Now, you will be more purposeful and determined also. That's the way I see it. And you will achieve your goal much faster than if you were merely wishing or floating around in the back of your mind, saying, "Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I could have done that." So just put your ideas and your goals every day. Just write them down. The Secret talks about that if you're into The Secret. Number three is to plan each day in advance. Jim Rohn said the best time to plan your day is the day before. So make a list. Set your priorities. Your priority should be whatever you want to do first, whatever's the hardest. Eat that frog, as they say. Zig Ziglar said, if you eat the frog, what else could happen to you? You literally just did the worst possible thing you could do during your day. So put the hardest thing on your list and just go down for what you can want to complete that day. Now, your ability to set priorities and to choose the most important thing that you can be doing at every moment is the key for organizing your life and doubling your productivity. As I studied today, I was doing some little research on that. Number four, discipline yourself. Just focus on one thing. Focus on the hardest thing if you can. As soon as you get that done, move on to the next one. Choose the most important thing that you can do each day. Check that off and move on. Check that off and move on. Just keep on going down the list. Number five is to listen to educational programs in your class. Zig Ziglar calls it mobile university. University on wheels, a mobile classroom. The average business person, here's a quote that I see today. The average business person who spends $500 to 1,000 hours per year behind the wheel of the car, that is a lot. You can get an education equivalent of 1 to 2 full-time university semesters while you're driving around. So if you're driving 30 to 45 minutes in your car to and from work each way, and you put in an educational tape of, say, about how to speak like a CEO or give presentations or stock trading or financial advice by Dave Ramsey, then you're literally taking as much as you would on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class at a university. And those people are experts. So whatever you listen to on that, you'll start thinking like that. You'll start investing like they do. If you want to lead not only in money, if you want to live to inner peace, great. Self-development, wonderful. Many people, to me, have gone from rags to rich as simply listening by educational programs in the car. I know my income and my personal savings has went up and investments has went up since I've done that. So number six would, to me, you have to ask yourself questions. What am I doing today? Where can I go? Just ask your questions. What can I do different? Well, this, to me, this process will dramatically speed up the rate of what you move into the top 1% or the top 20%. Just ask your questions. Do some investigating of yourself. Am I on the right path? If not, what can I do to change it so I can get on the right path? It's going to take time. You know, number seven is treat every person like you meet, that you can learn something from them, like $1 million. Treat them. Treat them great. Treat them how you want to be treated. As we read in this chapter, it says, chapter 3 of Dale Carnegie, How to Influence People, he talks about meeting people. Don't complain. Don't condemn. Learn something from them. Help them get what they want so you can get something in return. Now, I've got some action exercises that you can do tonight. Why? Before you go to bed or whenever you wake up in the morning, make a list. So make a decision today to invest in yourself, getting better, as if your future depends on it, because it really does. Your future depends on you. The reason why I want to become successful, because I have my mom, my father, my brother, my wife, her family, depending on me to become successful because I can take care of them. They're all on my back. I want to see the best for them. So every day I make a decision to invest in myself, to invest in my career, and invest in my relationships. The second thing is the question you can ask yourself, if you could wave a magic wand and become absolutely excellent in one skill, which one skill would you have the greatest impact on your earning ability? I think that, now that I think about it, I would say the one skill that I would have to do would have to be more of, not so much exercise, but diet, because I work in the health industry. I'm more like a lifestyle coach. I meet one-on-one with people. I talk about their health, their personal wealth. I talk about, there's many things I talk about. But that's the one thing I would more talk to them about would have to be their diet. Get to know their diet. That's one thing I know that could take me above and beyond in my field. Is talking to people, learning people, learning about nutrition. Now, exercise is only half of it. Well, 10% of it. The rest of it, 90% is diet. So, number three is to look ahead 3 to 5 years and determine the new knowledge and skill that you will need in order to lead your field in the future. I just told you mine. What is yours? If you want to be a speaker, what is some of the things you need to learn? What about a CEO? What about a writer? What are some of the things that 3 to 5 years you look ahead in that time? And what is the knowledge and skills that you need in order to lead your field in the future? So do some research. Ask somebody that's already at the top, hey, what is something that I'm missing that I can go to the next level? 3 to 5 years. Find the CEO of your company. Hey, can I take you out to lunch? Can I take you out to get coffee? Those are just some of the things that you can do. Number four is to commit yourself daily to a lifelong learning. Is to always learn. Always get better. We teach you and tell you to get 1% better daily. That's 365% out of the year. It's amazing. Just to grow, just that little bit, just to grow. I can't talk about it enough. It's personal growth. It's whenever you start to look around and you start to see people, it's not who they are, but it's what they become. That's amazing. But if you don't know what your gift is, if you don't know what you're good at, Norman Vincent Peale said, when God wants to send you a gift, he wraps it in a problem. That is something that always stood with me. Within every problem or an obstacle lays the seed of an equal or greater opportunity for benefit. Your job is to find it. So, that's all for me. I don't see anybody in the chat. So, a thing that we'll do right now is I just wanted to talk to you, get your thoughts and ideas on what you thought about Chapter 3. So, if you're reading the book, find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and also iTunes. Now, I want you to go out and make this dream of yours come true. And if there's anything that we can do to help you, please let us know. As always, I'm a college dropout. My beautiful Tiger Taylor is out sick today. So we'll talk to you on Thursday. Night, everyone.